During this season of Lent, as we've been slogging through the coronavirus, we have also been slogging with the Jewish people through the desert on their way to the Promised Land. Moses did not lead his people by the shortest route. They wandered in the desert for 40 years. If our nerves fray and tempers get short in the midst of this lingering crisis, imagine how the people of Israel must have felt during their long sojourn. Along the way, they complained against God and tried even God's patience. In today's reading from the book of Numbers, the people are being bitten by serpents as a kind of wake-up call for their infidelity to the Lord and their lack of trust in his promises. Moses did this, and those who looked upon the bronze serpent did indeed recover their bodily health. If only it were so easy to find a cure for the coronavirus. Yet as the search is on for a cure and for a vaccine, let us be clear, the Lord has not abandoned us. On the contrary, he invites you and me to gaze not upon a mounted serpent, but upon his only Son, mounted on the gibbet of the cross to save us from our sins. As we look upon the Christ who is crucified and join ourselves to him, we recover our spiritual health. If you have a crucifix at home, take time to gaze upon the image of our crucified Savior and ask him, who is God's own Son, to save us and to grant us pardon and peace. God bless you.